On Triple J.
You're on Triple J this morning. This is The Breakfast Show. Happy Wednesday to you. Oh, really excited about this next guest we've got in. You probably know his work in one of his many guises, currently in the country as part of the Two Bears for the Stereosonic Festival, which is happening in Melbourne and Brisbane this weekend, already headed to Sydney and Perth. Big ups to you if you've already been along. You probably know how good these guys are.
You may be familiar with him bopping behind the keyboards as well to Hot Chip. Please welcome to the studio, Joe Goddard.
Yay.
Hey.
Hey. Morning, Joe. How are you going, man?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Oh, lovely to see you.
Is that your real voice, Joe?
Yeah, it is.
No, I was just an excited voice.
Okay, good.
I'd love it if you talked like that. Coming out of your body, if I may say, that would be quite surprising.
Yeah, it would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'll work on that for you.
An imposing sort of bearded man.
A bear-like figure, if it were.
Yeah. I'd be kind of like a character from The Muppets then.
That'd be nice. Basically. Well, you should work on that for the next record, maybe.
Okay.
That'd be great. In the country, yeah, for Stereosonic, with your duo, the Two Bears, which we'll get into in a minute. But, of course, people may know you as Hot Chip. And also this track, which has been going gangbusters on Triple J recently, Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of solo stuff. You must be crazy busy with Hot Chip and Two Bears and this too. Why did you decide to do this, the solo project as well?
I just, my wife won't mind me saying this because I've said it before.
Yeah.
But, basically, if I'm working, then I don't have to look after our child.
High five.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, which is much harder than making music.
Sure.
Yeah, so, way harder.
I guess it's like the food pyramid of music as well. You've got your solo project, and then on top of that, your duo, and then the band resting on those foundations as well.
That's true. Quite nicely
done.
Yeah, no, that was the plan. That was the only reason I did a solo. So.
Well, the last time Hot Chip toured Australia, you were looking after your child. They were being produced. This human
it was a tiny person. First it was inside my wife, then it came out.
Yeah, right. It's an interesting process, that whole sort of thing, really.
I still don't really get it.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
but you did make an appearance in the Hot Chip live show. Can you just remind people exactly what went down and how that process came about and how that whole thing happened?
Obviously we found out that we were gonna have a baby, and Hot Chip had some great shows lined up, like in Australia and the States and Japan. And so I took like 2 months off from the band, and they replaced me with a television. And I think apparently that was much better.
Right.
Much better.
Is that the reaction that the guys got?
Yeah. Also cheaper, obviously, touring, one less flight, one less hotel room. So
sure.
I really had to like fight my way back into the band.
Did it jeopardize your position? They said, no, we can do you, mate.
Oh, yeah, no, you're fine. You just stay at home, yeah.
Well, as well as Hot Chip as well, which won't have to ask you about as later on, with so many things to talk about with mixing an album, the song Gabrielle, which you did with a vocalist called Valentina.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And how did you come up with her? Because this Gabrielle song was a lot different in its first incarnation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like she's managed by one of the guys that I run the record label Greco-Roman with, a guy called Dom. He's been managing her for a few years. She's basically like a kind of folk artist. She writes beautiful, like really slow kind of acoustic songs. She's a really good singer-songwriter. And she had this track that she didn't really know what to do with, which was just a cappella. Like it was just really lovely, like multi-track vocals by her. And it was really, really slow. It was like 80 BPM or something, like a really lovely ballad.
That's barely a pulse, really.
Yes, you're basically dead if you're going that slow. And she wasn't sure like how to finish the song. Like Dom sent it to me, and I just thought, all right, if you sped this up loads, it would make an amazing kind of house record, you know? And I was on tour at the time. I tried to do it really quickly, and it just like came together really nicely. It was great.
You heard the word house, and your ears pricked up. Joe Goddard,
this is happening. I can work with this. Well, let's have a listen to that tune. We'll come back. We're actually going to get your offsider from the Two Bears, Raf. Now, should we call him Raf Daddy or Raf Rondell? What does he prefer?
Raf. He doesn't mind. I think Raf Daddy is quite nice.
Is he a daddy?
Yeah.
He's not a daddy yet, but I think soon maybe he might be. I don't know.
Just
got married in the summer. Right. It's nice.
Raf Bachelor.
Raf Bachelor.
Raf Player.
All right. We're going to hear Gabrielle from Joe Goddard. Then we're going to have Raf Bachelor/Daddy on the show, because you might have seen them at Stereosonic over the weekend as part of Two Bears. We'll introduce him to them and play their new single after Gabrielle on Triple J.
Here it is.
You just heard Gabrielle play Joe Goddard on Triple J.
Right, brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. That is Joe Goddard himself. Tom and Alex here for breakfast. Hope you're doing well on this Wednesday. And Joe is our guest. That cracking tune there from, sampling the work of Valentina. Originally 80 BPM, cranked up to the his house there. Mm.
What are we sitting on now for DJs who drop that in?
It's about 1-2-2.
1-2-2. Perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect. Yeah. Well, that's from your solo album.
Can you answer every question in a different voice the rest of this interview?
They're going to get progressively worse.
I can deal with that.
We'd like to welcome to the studio your offsider, who we've just been made up the name Raf Bachelor, but Raf Daddy as well, or just Raf to his mates. And he's part of your Two Bears project. Good morning, Raf.
Morning,
Raf. Thanks for being here, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
You guys in the country for Stereosonic, which is already hit Sydney and Perth, heading to Melbourne and Brizzy this weekend.
Now, can I quickly guess, guys, why you're called Two Bears? You're both bearded. You both look pretty cuddly.
Mm.
Are you two big cuddly bears?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both like honey?
You've hit the nail on the head.
you're not dressed up today, but in all your promo shots, you guys wear bear suits walking around.
We do.
How many suits have you got? What's the suit situation? What's it like inside the suit?
It's bad.
It's bad. It's really, it's bad. Really. Those suits stand up on their own now, don't they? Let's put it that way.
They've been round. Just push them out behind some decks.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm hoping actually to work on that, so we don't actually have to come and do gigs anymore. We just send the suits. That's we can train easy. Them.
Do you wear them?
Set them at 122 BPM. And watch them go.
Watch them go.
Fair enough. Well, how did you hook up with Joe here, Raf?
Through Greco-Roman parties mostly. I mean, I worked in music in London for a long time, since I was a young man, 17 or 18, and through various...
Since
I was... Or an otter, as it's known in a different scene.
Okay.
a more specialist scene, perhaps.
Okay. A twink, since you're a twink.
Yes, and... and just through sort of, being, you know, raving, partying, DJing, and, being around... An old girlfriend of mine used to do the press for Hot Chip in the very early days, so I used to go and see them play.
Oh, so incestuous.
Everyone it wasn't like a fuzzy party. People wear animal suits and they get some sort of satisfaction out of that.
No.
Every day is a fuzzy party.
And is it true there was once a third bear?
Well, that was an idea.
Yeah, it was... Yeah. Like, a friend of ours, actually Stephen Bass, who runs Mushy Mushy Records, he... had a dream where a new band was started called the Three Bears, which was me, Raf, and Joe Mount from Metronomy.
Yeah.
And we didn't really know Joe Mount, so we just did it.
That's as good as reason
as any. We were going to ask him, but then he lost a load of weight as well. So
of course, not that. As cuddly.
Come on. On Triple J this morning, we got Joe Goddard and Raf Daddy, the Two Bears, live in the studio this morning. And let's talk about this amazing project you've been working on recently. Joe, can you tell us about Tourette's Hero?
Yeah, it's a new charity that's been set up in the UK by friends of Raf's, actually. They began the charity. And it's centred around a girl who's got really, really bad Tourette's. Like, it's kind of a serious thing. She has constant kind of tics, and she has a lot of problems that come from it.
Verbal and physical, basically. So it's a heavy thing to live with. She was just on, I'll probably come down here, it was just on a BBC show that Stephen Fry presented, being about language, and he talked to her about her Tourette's and everything.
Mm. Wow.
But the things that that she comes out with are pretty incredible.
They're golden, yeah. And I think the website is about sort of celebrating the kind of creativity of it and acknowledging that it can be sort of funny and abstract and odd, but also acknowledging that it's a serious thing. You know, the medical folk don't know what it's all about still. There's no way of treating it.
Yeah, I saw a documentary, and whilst people do have a good humour about it all, that's also people take it sometimes too much of a funny thing.
So they're through the website, they're getting people to it. Interpret artistically some of the tics. So there'll be, you know, people have drawn pictures of some of the tics, like I can't even remember. There's good t-shirts and
let's have a listen to how you guys reacted creatively to Tourette's. I'm sorry, what is the woman's name again?
She's called Jessica Tom.
Right, so she basically recorded a bunch of her tics, sent them to you guys. You used your house wizard magic and you came up with this. Here's a taste of the tune Tourette's Hero. It's been cut up a bit here, so forgive me, this is not the original tune, just a taste of how you can hear the tics in this track by the Two Bears.
.com. Matthew Choose. Reboot Keith Allen. Turn him off and back on again.
Reboot Keith Allen.
I think that's the title of the track.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well. That's amazing. And yeah. you were inspired by that instantly, and you didn't think, man, this is a tough challenge to make a throbbing, you know, music piece out of this straight away?
No, it was really... felt really easy. Actually, it was like the day after we got back from Glastonbury, and we were both basically still
mangled
from the weekend of Glastonbury, and we
suffering
just kind of
from sort of exposure and a sort of 2011's worst hangover. Right. So it was probably we were probably feeling fairly like
fair enough. Yeah. You'd had a little bit too much techno.
Exactly. On Triple J this morning, chatting to Joe and Raph from Two Bears, and we might hear some music from Two Bears now. This is work off your latest album, Be Strong, debut. So you might have a listen to it, have a bit of a chat, and then maybe ask you, Joe Goddard, about the Hot Chip album that you're about to be mixing when you get back to the UK.
Okay.
Here it is. Have a listen to this new music from the Two Bears from that forthcoming record. This is Work on Triple J.
What's up? That was Work by the Two Bears here on Triple J for you and yours.
It's not Radio 1. It is not Radio 1.
Come on, Raph.
We could do it like Rinse if you like. That was Work by the Two Bears. Warm and easy in the studio, Sydney Styles. Oh, Raph Daddy, Joe Goddard taking care of business.
Can you stop that, please? Jeez.
Well, it's all true. Raph and Joe are taking care of business this morning on Triple J Breakfast. Lord. Tom and Alex are our names. And there it is, Two Bears with this latest song, Work, off the album. Tell us a bit more about this album, guys. Is because you do a lot of DJing as well, but what were your thoughts behind this latest album, Be Strong?
Well, we were trying to work out a way to make some money out of the music business.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So you thought you put an album out? Interesting. Yeah. Interesting angle.
Many have tried and failed.
Yeah, it's not actually a good plan.
It's a tall order.
On paper, it looks terrible.
You guys have been working together since around 2009. Is that when the Two Bears have sort of really been kicking around?
I think so. Actually, well, it started. We came here. Well, I tagged along with Joe when he was here on the Big Day Out last time, and we did a couple of parties. We did one in Sydney and one in Melbourne. And we sort of, yeah, it was. So it was after that. I think that was about 3 years ago in January. And so, yeah, 2009.
Right.
I got there in the end.
Yeah. And early 2012 is when we can expect that debut record kicking around?
Yeah, first week of February, I think it comes out here. I think it's last week of Jan in Britain, and then the first week of February around the rest of the world.
Excellent.
And
news.
Will you be in bear suits on the cover of the album?
No.
What's happened? What are you going to do?
There are two bears on the cover, but they're drawings of bears.
Lazy. And Joe, what can we expect?
That's not lazy. You're taking a photo and going, oh, that'll do. Yeah, that's the lazy option.
Did you do the drawing?
No, it was a good friend of ours.
See what I mean?
Oh, cool.
All right. And Joe, what can we expect from Hot Chip in the coming next 12 months, I guess?
Well, okay. The plan is, like you guys said, when we get back from this trip, we're going to be finishing the album and mixing it, and hopefully it's going to be coming out May or June, and then we're going to be on tour, and at some point we'll definitely be back in Australia and around the world. And
so is the whole thing written already? Got
yeah,
the
there's
songs?
there's about 12, 13 tracks written. About 10 of those are kind of finished, and just maybe need to be like tweaked and mixed a little bit. We're still writing a couple more, but I think we're kind of nearly there.
Can you give us a sense of the sound?
Argument time as to what the lead single will be? What sound you're going to go with and present to the world as Hot
It's
hot
more
chip.
Of the same, really.
Hey, just because you've got this other record coming out doesn't mean you should knock down like the Hot Chip.
No,
I've heard it always sounds brilliant.
Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah. No, I think
I can say it. He can't.
I think it sounds good.
That should be the name of the album, More of the Same. That'd be awesome. I love the honesty. Refreshing. Great. Well, thanks so much for just dropping by Triple J this morning, guys. Lovely to meet you. And good luck with the debut record. And have a great time at Stereosonic this weekend, Saturday, heading to the Melbourne Showgrounds, and at the RNA Showgrounds in Brisbane on Sunday. Thanks very much, boys.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Cheers.